it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you today this week's gift giver, Dave Rako, a friend of mine who came into my life during my junior year in high school, his senior year. It's common courtesy to open the door and hold it for other people, to show a sense of friendship, to show a sense of kinship, to show and share a little bit of kindness. Metaphorically speaking, Dave Rako was a door opener for me that through one simple act led to so many things coming into my life that are still in my life today. In 9th and 10th grade, I developed a passion, a sheer love for playing the drums. And I would hurry home after school and go to the basement for 2 hours before my mother came home from work, practicing away loudly to get better and better at playing the drums. And better I got. I was imitating drummers that I idolized, Neil Peart, Alex Van Halen, Keith Moon, all the great drummers that have come up through rock and roll over the years. I just found pure joy in those 2 hours after school in the basement. And it wasn't just because I was doing something that I loved, playing the drums. It was also because at that point in time, I took the safe way of solitude just based upon what had happened in middle school. It was easier to come home and spend time alone playing the drums than it was being social and meeting new people and making new friends, creating new experiences. And I probably could have gone on being a loner type for a long time to come had it not been for Dave Rako and a phone call that he made out of the blue. I knew who Dave Rako was. He was a guitarist at the high school I went to. A matter of fact, I knew who all the musicians were because I looked at them longingly, wishing that I could get into a group and perform and entertain other people. But again, because of the safe way, because I looked to those musicians as better than me or cooler than me or smarter than me or nicer than me, whatever it was, I continued to take the safe way practicing in my basement after school. Which is crazy because any teenager that plays any kind of instrument, they have the wild-eyed fantasy of being in a band, of performing for people. But while I had that feeling, all of the other muck and mire, crap and corruption stopped me, as illogical as it was, from getting involved with other musicians in a band. But often, all it takes is for someone to ask, to invite, to open a door to us, and our whole life, our whole thought process changes. And in the spring of 1988, out of the blue, Dave Rako called me and invited me to be part of a band to perform for a school talent show. And as a result of that phone call, so many wonderful things came into my life, even beyond the opportunity to perform with musicians for an audience for the very first time. I'm sure we've all heard of the butterfly effect, the notion that if you step on a butterfly in Asia, all the ripples and all the things that come from that small incident begins causing hurricanes and earthquakes over here in North America. Everybody's heard of the butterfly effect, but have you identified it in your life? I once did a speech that talked about that phone call from Dave Rako, how it got me to be sitting where I was at that moment in time, that phone call led to a band that led to a friendship. And I went to college where Dave went because of that friendship. And in that college, I met my wife, Courtney, and we met Patrick Mazur, who turned us on to Waddle's Car Wash and Direct Selling, our first business, and so on and so on and so forth. Now, I know it's a reach. However, every time I tell that story, I'm reminded of the truth that it holds and the gift that Dave Rako gave to me, the gift of opening that door and holding it for others, and the gift of seeing others open that door and hold it open for you. You see, it's not just about listening to that little voice inside when it says to us, ask that person, invite that person, help that person, reach out to that person. It's also the gift of being able to recognize when somebody does that for us. And that's kind of like a compliment sometimes. You know how sometimes people will make a compliment and we shrug it off and we push it away? That would be like not walking through a door that somebody's invited us to walk through that can lead to so many things. But it was Dave Rako who reminded me of these two things that have caused me over the years to make sure at every opportune moment, I'm listening to that voice when it tells me to reach out to somebody. But even more importantly, it keeps my eyes open and my eyes wide for that next door opener that leads to so many wonderful things. And Dave Rako is still that same great guy today opening doors. Over the past several years, he's opened the door for me several times. Unfortunately, I haven't had the opportunity to walk through, but that doesn't stop Dave, because Dave is a door opener. Thanks, Dave, for reminding us to be a door opener, and even more importantly, to keep our eyes open, to keep our heart open, to keep our minds open for the door openers in our lives. And thank you for listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.